Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. Now, I titled this episode, What Serotalk Tech Chat 93 Did Not Tell You, or The Truth Behind Android Accessibility for the Blind and Low Vision. Now, let me just make this clear. I love Serotalk. I love their tech chats. I'm a big fan of their podcast. I think they do some amazing work, and I have learned so much from them, I can't even begin to tell you. The reason I even listed the title of their podcast in my title is because I got the idea for this podcast listening to their show. Before I get started, let's get some house cleaning done. One, I want you all to be aware that I use Windows on a daily basis, Microsoft Windows. Please also be aware that I use Macintosh every day. I use an Android phone, an iPhone, and still even a Windows mobile phone. I'm subscribed to both AT&T Wireless, T-Mobile, and Verizon. The reason I say this is because the following comments I'm going to make do not stem from a bias towards or against anyone or any platform. Two, I am not going to try to convince you of anything. That's not my job. My job is to give you my honest opinion. And that's what I'm going to do today. You know, earning someone's trust takes a long time. And over the past 6 years or so, I have learned from many of you that whether you agree or disagree with me, you trust that I am being honest in my conclusions, observations, etc. I value that trust more than you could ever know. Three, I stand behind my words. Therefore, I will accept any invitation to go on any show to debate the issues live. Last year, during the seemingly booming area of GPS on the iPhone, I challenged anyone to recommend a more comprehensive and stable and reliable solution than Code Factory's Mobile Geo. Because I knew there would be people who would say, oh, Mark is in Code Factory's pocket, or, you know, Mark is a Windows fan and he doesn't like iOS. Neither of which was true. For the record, that challenge is still out there. But I just want to make it clear here that if anyone would like to debate me or discuss the issues live, send me an invitation. I'll be there. Four, for a moment I want to focus on just the debate between various platforms. This is just technology, ladies and gentlemen. It is not morality. It is not the meaning of life. In 20 years' time, no one will care whether you are a Windows user, a Mac user, a Linux user, an iOS device user, an Android user, a WebOS. It's going to be meaningless then. So let's keep that in mind and stop taking this stuff so personally. Please, I really do get tired of hearing, for the purposes of this discussion, iOS people trying to put down Android, and Android people trying to put down the iOS platform. There really is enough room on the playing field for everyone, boys and girls. When asked, why would someone choose Android over iOS? The Android respondent may say something like, well, there are so many more different types of phones on the Android platform. That's true. But at the time of this podcast, those hundreds and hundreds of choices are limited to devices with hardware keys. So for those like me who prefer a touchscreen-only device, there's no choice at all if you want complete independent access of your smartphone. When people talk about the iOS platform being a closed platform, I suppose that's true. And when they say you don't have as many hardware choices, that's absolutely true also. But I think of communicating on a phone and using a smartphone kind of like traveling across the country. Which sounds better to you? Trying to go from LA to New York with connecting flights in Las Vegas, Chicago, insert name of other city here. And by the way, each time you use a connecting flight, you got to get off the first plane, traverse the airport, hopefully make your flight. You don't know where you'll be sitting and who you'll be sitting next to. The various conditions of the planes may be a factor also. Or would you rather have one plane that can safely, reliably, comfortably take you from Los Angeles to New York City? The choice is yours. So what I'm saying is this is an independent personal choice. But to make blanket statements like, you want to be under Steve Jobs' thumb. Well, maybe I'm under Steve Jobs' thumb, but Steve Jobs was the first, and to my knowledge, only CEO of a major corporation like Apple that stood up to the book publishers and said, we're not going to discriminate against the blind and low vision. I don't know. That carries a lot of weight with me. And to those of you who argue, what happens if Apple stops supporting voiceover or blind people? That's possible. Anything's possible. But it certainly isn't a reason to put this fear in somebody that you're going to get hooked into one platform. It wasn't very long ago when Windows Mobile was the only platform we had access to. Take it back. And then Symbian. But now Symbian's gone the way of the dodo. Windows Mobile is, for all intent and purposes, inaccessible to us. And now we're looking at two platforms, and not very long ago didn't exist. So my argument would be, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Base your decision on what is here and now. Okay? Keep it that simple. Whew, I'm glad the housekeeping is over. I decided to produce this podcast because I'm frequently asked which of the two platforms I most generally recommend for the blind and low vision. And my answer is based in part on the following. You know, Code Factory, with Mobile Speak for Windows Mobile and VoiceOver on the iOS, has raised the standard for accessibility for the blind and low vision. It's my opinion that certain areas of a phone or OS must be comfortably accessible in order for me to recommend the device. One area would be the ease with which one can make and receive telephone calls. That includes, like, you know, hearing caller ID and so forth. And the other would be the accessibility of the phone's settings, and not just ringtones and volume, but its networks like Wi-Fi, hotspots, Bluetooth, voice command settings. And if you don't have an Android device that has a QWERTY keyboard, trackball, or menu buttons, you can't access those areas. Then the question becomes, well, Mark, can't you just pair a Bluetooth keyboard with it? Yes, you can. But I don't carry my Bluetooth keyboard with me everywhere I go. I like a touchscreen-only device that's slim, smooth, and slick. Also, at the time of this podcast, according to the research I've done in the last week or so, and I've been to all three stores, it appears to me that the latest and greatest phones seem to be touchscreen only. And they're running 2.3. I don't know about you, but there's something kind of counterintuitive about going into a store and not buying the latest and greatest, especially when it has a form factor that I prefer. Okay, let me cover Code Factory's mobile accessibility. I love this new interface. As usual, Code Factory is on the cutting edge of making new things possible. But at present, it does not give you the ability to configure all of the phone's various settings, unless you have hardware keys on your device, such as those I described earlier. I'm not talking about third-party apps and optional programs. I'm talking about the core root-level settings. And that, to me, is important. That, to me, is crucial. I have requested that Code Factory include the settings area of an Android OS into its framework, and I hope it'll be done soon. But if you want to use a touchscreen device only, Android, at present, is not for you. That's my conclusion. That's my honest opinion. Am I using my Nexus S? Yes. And I am, in fact, using it with a Bluetooth keyboard. But remember, I'm a smartphone enthusiast. This is what I do. I've tried to keep this simple and honest and above board. And it certainly isn't my desire to offend anyone. But I do get asked this question a lot. I wanted to put an answer out here on the web that's just my opinion. My answer could change tomorrow, depending on what new interfaces are introduced. And if that happens, I'll be sure to update this, okay? Thank you all for listening. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.